It's 8:49 with Piscopo in the morning. Debbie Duhaime is on the roads.
Yes.
Debbie, good morning. Good morning, my dear. How are we doing this morning, dare I ask?
Good, and I just want to wish Dad a happy birthday again. Dad, have a wonderful
day. Happy
birthday, I'll see you later, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Did you do a cake? I know you. You got the cake. You got the whole thing. You can do a little celebration. Are you taking Dad out to dinner, or what are you doing?
Yeah, Mom and I are taking Dad out tonight, and then the rest of the family are going to see him all weekend, different times, you know. Yeah,
great.
We're taking him out tonight.
Happy birthday, Mr. Duhaime. We love it. We love it.
Thanks a lot, Joe. And Joe, let's take a ride over to the Holland Tunnel. It's 30 minutes into town, but a stalled car was finally clear. Lincoln 15, Garden State Parkway North at 171. It's an accident up by Woodcliff Lake. 287 North Exit 2 in Edison, a crash. And watch for delays on Route 1 South and to Scudder's Mill Road in Plainsboro with a crash there as well. It's still really tough on the LIE westbound into the Clearview with a collision, then a Junction Boulevard accident and a fuel spill. More volume LIE west at Woodhaven Boulevard, accident on the service road. Watch for delays on the Grand Central westbound right into the LIE because of all the problems on the LIE. And over on New Jersey Transit, 30-minute delays on all trains into and out of the city because of the Amtrak overhead wire problem. Still seeing delays on the 7 train with ongoing mechanical issues. Downtown E and M trains also running with delays as well. Alternate side, in effect, you now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime.